It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
It's time for Swap Shop, and you're listening to Glenn Coble. Hey, wasn't that last couple of hours just great? I absolutely loved talking with Dr. Coleman. She gave us all sorts of things to think about when we're getting ready to have our gardens this year, and I just can't thank her enough. I'm glad that we are able to get her on, and she did a great job. She explained to me a lot of things that I had no idea about, and thank you very much, Dr. Coleman. She was just a delight, and also gave me all sorts of, she showed me lots of pictures of, she's got all sorts of flowers out in her, It's not a yard. It's huge. I think she told me she has 30 acres, and she's got plants all over the place. And I wish I had the energy to do something like that. I struggle myself just getting my two raised beds and my one 14 foot long garden going. But I'm so excited this year. I was told that. If I wanted to have good pollinators, I should switch over to trying to make it a friendly yard to the mason bee. Now, the mason bee apparently pollinates 20 times as many plants as a regular bumblebee, and also they are non-aggressive. They don't sting you or anything like that. Unless if you grab them and squeeze them or something, they might. But they don't try to sting you. And I was so excited the other day. I put up a mason bee, I don't know what you call it, house, I guess. A place for it to lay its eggs and make little nests in that. Whatever they call them, cocoons in. They're basically a bunch of long reeds that have holes in the middle, and they go inside them and lay their little critters in there. And I thought, well, this may or may not ever work. Well, yesterday I went out in my garden, and lo and behold, one of those reeds has been plugged up. That means there's a mason bee at work in my yard, and I love seeing them. Anyway, today is Swap Shop, and as you know about Swap Shop, we don't do a lot of swapping during the winter, but we're getting close. I'm thinking maybe in a little more in April, we'll start getting some of the garage sales and stuff like that. But if you have something you're trying to get rid of, you want to get rid of a bicycle, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Tell us your name, a phone number that somebody can get you, reach you at. And if you have a price for your bicycle, you can tell us the price, but you can negotiate that. You don't have to give us a price, but tell us your phone number for sure, your name, and what the item is, maybe a little description of the item that you're trying to sell. Or some people are trying to buy something, and so let's say you're looking for a bicycle. Call us up and say, I'd like a cruiser bicycle with soft cushiony seat on it and a rack on the back. I've just described describe the type of bicycle I'm looking for. But anyway, you say that, and you give your phone number, and people can call you and say, hey, I've got one of those. You want it for $20? And you say yes or no, and you're in the money. You're in the party there, and you can buy that from them. Or let's say you have an event going on, and your church or your nonprofit organization has an event that's going on, like the pancake festival or the pancake breakfast that we had. You can call us up, tell us when it is, tell us where it is. That's another thing you need to do. You might need to make sure you tell people where you live if you're going to do something like that. Maybe a phone number where they can get more information, and we'll put it on the air, and maybe we can get some people to come and come to your event. We do have an event here that has been sent in to us, and you can send stuff to us by just mailing it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, and send us your information. We'll be glad to put it on the air, like this one, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117. I offer a breakfast every last Saturday of every month, and it runs from 7:30 to 10:30. That's at VFW Post 7201 out there on 1614 Marysville Road, and that's open to the public. We have an event going on here that they sent us, a mental health first aid kit event. It's going to be Marion Area Chamber of, at the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce in the Garden Room, which is at 267 West Center Street in Marion. The course is a $170 value, but it's free. So it'll be held April 12th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it's an all-day thing. They're going to provide, they will have a one-hour break for lunch. I don't think they provide the lunch, but they will give you the hour so you can go grab something downtown. Your registration deadline is April 5th. You can come and get certified in mental health first aid, which is and learn how to do all sorts of things about the mental health first aid. And boy, we can use a little bit better mental health around here. What is the date today? I always forget what the date is. It's the 10th. Okay. I had to pull it up on my phone. On the tall out at the Tallgrass Trail on the 12th, they're having a shamrock hike, which is basically a winter hike around St. Paddy's Day, which we'll be talking about today. I have several trivia questions about St. Paddy's Day. but that's going to go on the 12th from 1 to 4 p.m., and they'll have a guided nature tour, which starts at 1:30 p.m. And I'm pretty sure that James Anderson, our county naturalist, will be leading that. He usually does. You go out to the Tallgrass Trail, go to the trailhead, and join the crowd. Okay, it says this is a come as you please hike. You can hike at your own pace for as far as you'd like to go. So it's basically a wander the trail type thing, but they will have a guided tour starting at 1:30. On the 17th, Owl Prowl on the Trail. Boy, James, you've come up with all sorts of names here. It's going to start at 7 p.m. on the 17th, out at the Tallgrass Trail trailhead, and I'm sure they're just going to go out and try to find some owl friends along the trail. Let's see if I've got anything else. That's all that I have right now that's not run out of date. So if you have something you'd like us to tell people about, send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, right here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right. Nobody's calling, so I'm going to get right into my St. Patrick's Day trivia stuff. Now, St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th, which is a week from today. Is that right? Yeah, it's the 10th today. So it's next Thursday. St. Patrick's Day was a great day when I was working in Chicago. And I think I told you about this last week. People would go to my... There was a bar about a block from my work, and they actually basically closed the street down with human bodies. They packed the street, if you wanted a beer, you sent your whatever that cost couple bucks up toward the bar, and then a beer would be handed hand over hand to you back on the street. That was the only way you could get a beer if you wanted one. It was great fun, and a lot of crazy people, of course. What are some of the other names used to refer to St. Patty's Day? That's interesting. I didn't realize there were other names for St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's Day is what I've always called it, but there are other names. The Day of the Festival of Patrick. That was one of the names that was used in the past. And the Feast of St. Patrick. Wasn't he the one that supposedly drove the snakes from Ireland? And I think if I'm remembering correctly, that's kind of a myth. He did not drive the snakes from Ireland, I don't believe. But if you know better, give us a call. Hey, by the way, if you have anything you're interested in selling or looking to get or an event you're trying to advertise, give us a call at 740-383-9944. That's interesting that there were other names other than St. Patty's Day. I guess when you come from Chicago, that's all you think of. You think of it as St. Patty's Day. Quite an Irish town. There are a lot of Irish people in Chicago. The first ever St. Patrick's Day parade was held in 1762, but it didn't take place in Ireland. Where do you suppose it took place? It didn't take place in Ireland. That's hard to believe. One would have thought that would have been my first guess if somebody had asked me where the first one was held. But it was held in 1762. Way back, right? It was held right here in the United States. We were hardly a nation. We weren't a nation at that point. It doesn't say where it was held, but... I'm guessing that there were a lot of Irish folks in New England at the time that just wanted to remember their good old haunts back in Ireland. I wish it told me what city it was held in. It does not tell me that. By the way, all this stuff is from Parade Magazine. I go to Parade Magazine quite often to get questions and answers, and also... Family Feud stuff. Parade seems to be into that sort of stuff, and I just want to thank them publicly for having them available. Some of these places you go to, if you ask for trivia, it'll give you the question, but then you have to guess what the answer is, and they give you four or six answers, and then you have to go through each one of them, and you have to guess it, and if you're wrong, it won't tell you what's right. That's why I like the Parade Magazine site. So if you're ever looking for questions and answers, go to that Parade site. Each year in Chicago since 1962, the Plumber Union dies. I got it. Ever since 1962, what do they die? What does Chicago die? Kelly Green. It's the plumber union that does that, that dyes this Kelly green. And I've seen it. The Chicago River. They dye the Chicago River green. And I always thought, Oh, that's nasty. What happens to the fish? Well, they do it with an eco-friendly type of diet, and it doesn't last a whole long time, mainly through the day. By the time you go over the bridges, over the Chicago River the next day, it's pretty much gone. And the river, by the way, the rivers used to be Kelly Brown. When I first started going across those rivers, the Chicago River was not a beautiful river. It was just a river that went right down in middle Chicago. And it was, I guess, it was probably pretty filled with silt and stuff like that. But they've really cleaned up that waterway in the last, I don't know, two or three decades. And by the time I was going to work in Chicago, it was pretty nice. And matter of fact, my elevated train went right over the top of the Chicago River, so I got to see it every day. And occasionally I would go down there. There are several really good restaurants not too far from the Chicago River. A couple of them actually are on the Chicago River, and we'd go down there and on crazy nights and enjoy ourselves, as the case back in the day when I used to enjoy myself a lot more. I'm using that as a euphemism for getting drunk, but I don't do that anymore. I'm glad I got out of that habit. I hope my wife's listening and believing. She asked me the other day, she said something to the effect that she didn't listen to my show very often. And I asked her why, and she says, I don't want to. Well, okay, you don't have to. Let's see if we got another question here. To celebrate St. Paddy's Day in Ireland, Dublin hosts a huge festival that lasts how many days? That's kind of fun. It's a huge festival. Now, they didn't have the very first parade. The United States had the first parade. When was that again? Back in 1762. But they have a huge festival now that lasts 4 days long. I bet there are a lot of very big hangovers at that festival. I wonder why it's gotten to be noted that St. Paddy's Day is one of those days everybody gets drunk. Now, I don't, and I don't know a lot of people that do anymore, but I wonder why it was so associated with drinking on St. Paddy's Day. I don't think St. Patrick was known for being an alcoholic. I would imagine just the opposite is true, but it pretty much is known worldwide, or at least I think known worldwide, as a day to go out and celebrate. And well, I know it was always a day to celebrate, but why did alcohol get so involved in that? I have no idea. All right, you're listening to WWGH right here in Marion, Ohio, and this show happens to be Swap Shop. We don't do a lot of swapping during the winter, but we do a lot of talking, and we do have some things that we talk about, especially if they've been sent in to us, like the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 breakfast, which is held on the last Saturday of the month, from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., and it's held out at the VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and it is open to the public. The Adam H. is providing the opportunity to have a mental health first aid class, and it's going to be for free. It's $170 value, but it's for free. They ask you to sign up by April 5th for this course. It's going to be held at the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce, which is in the Garden Room down there at 267 West Center Street here in Marion. It's going to be on April 12th. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a whole day thing. They're going to give you an hour break for lunch, but other than that, it's going to be from 8 a.m. straight through till 5 p.m. And they're going to give you a lot of very fine information. They're going to help you identify the impact of mental health changes, recognize signs and symptoms of mental health changes. They're just going to cover just about everything you need to know and to be a mental health first aid person, which we can certainly use, I'm sure. For more information, you can contact the instructor, which April Smith, and her, where you can email to her is, you got your pencil out? You got it ready? April Smith, both of the, all one word, it's April Smith, MHFA, all one word, and April Smith has a capital A and a capital S, and the MHFAA at the end is all capitalized, and that's at mail.com. So it's April Smith, MHFA, at mail.com. That's quite a mouthful. I'm sorry about that. But that will be an opportunity for you. My guess is you can probably contact the Chamber of Commerce if you didn't get all that, or contact somebody at Adam H. And also, a couple of tours out on the Tallgrass Trail are going to be happening here. On this 12th, today is the 10th, so 2 days from now, they're going to have a Shamrock Hike in keeping with St. Paddy's Day, which is going to be next Thursday, I believe. And it's a winter hike. The guided tour is going to start at 1:30, but you can come out between 1 and 4 and just lead yourself around. I think the guided tour probably will be led by James Anderson, the naturalist. It'll be go out to the Tallgrass Trail trailhead, and that'll be where it starts. Now, on the 17th, St. Paddy's Day, Owl Prowl on the Trail is going to go on at 7 p.m. at night, so that you probably hear the owls when you're walking around. The sunlight is still in the air a little bit at 7 p.m. That'll be starting out at the Tallgrass Trail trailhead as well. Okay, those are the three items that we have that were sent in to us, and we try to get those all on the air. And you are listening to Swap Shop, so if you have something you'd like to sell or buy or an event you'd like to talk about, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and we'll be glad to put it on the air. We are continuing here talking about St. Paddy's Day. Oh, I did want to mention something else, too. I came in this morning, and there were two paper plates with cookies on them. Now, I gave one of the cookies to Dr. Coleman, and she liked it very much. But it says to Glenn on them, so I'm guessing I'm supposed to take those home and share them with my wife and my executive producer. No, I can't do that because one of them has chocolate. Probably both of them have chocolate in it. And my executive producer, Buddy, is a little puppy dog, and they're not supposed to have chocolate. So I guess it's going to be Carol and Glenn stuffing our face with cookies. And thank you so much. Nobody left a message on who sent that to me. I really appreciate it. Oh, by the way, Adam, if you're listening, Brenda can't make it to into the station to pick up her tickets that she won for the Pancake Festival. So she was hoping that maybe you could deliver them to her. And I have written her address on a sheet that I will leave here in the studio. I'm ripping it off right now so I can leave that for you, Adam, if you are listening. If not, I will pass a message along to Scott. There goes that. I'm trying to take care of business here. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. And let's see what else. We were talking about questions about St. Patty's Day, and Parade Magazine always helps me out. I've got some interesting trivia. What was St. Patty's Day originally meant to celebrate? It was a day honoring St. Patrick for introducing Christianity to Ireland in the 5th century, not chasing the snakes out, as I told you earlier. I was pretty sure that that was the snake bit was kind of a myth, right? So it was just a day to celebrate the fact that St. Patrick brought Christianity to Ireland. That was in the 5th century, so that was back 400-something or other, right? 500-something, whatever the 5th century is. I always get that confused. You know, we're in the 21st century right now, or yes. But it's the year 2022. Yeah, I think I did that right. I don't know. I get confused. Hey, we're going to have to have... When do we have... We change our time fairly soon. Let me see if I can find out when we change our time. I think it's pretty soon. Daylight savings time will be on the 13th, this Sunday. Is that right? Yes, this Sunday we switch to daylight savings time. Let's see. Spring forward, right? Okay, so the hour will go forward, so we'll get one less hour of sleep. Okay, I'm glad I don't still work at a daily job because I can sleep late, right? Okay. All right, so that's this coming Sunday, spring forward, with the daylight savings time. What mythology being part... Oh, here we go. This is interesting. With what mythology being is... What mythological... Ugh, my mouth's not working today. What mythological being is a part of St. Patrick's Day lore and Irish culture? Some sort of critter or being, as they're calling it, is a part of Irish culture. Well, of course you know the answer to this, because he's got your lucky charms. The leprechaun. Yeah, it doesn't tell me much about what a leprechaun is, but we've all seen it on TV, on the ads for Lucky Charms, and me, yeah, somebody's got me Irish Lucky Charms. I don't do an Irish accent very well, but that's my best. That's all I'm saying. Leprechauns, they're kind of a short critter. Right, and they can give you luck, good luck, and stuff like that. I need one of those right now. I need good luck all the time, don't you? Yeah, I'll tell you who needs some good luck. The world needs some good luck right now. We're in kind of a mess. We're not going to go into that though. This is Swap Shop, not a progressive life, so I'm not going to get real political here. You are listening to Swap Shop. The phone number here, if you'd like to call in and sell something. By the way, we do not take things that have licenses and registrations, like houses and guns and cars and boats and that sort of thing. But we'll take anything else. We can put your baseball, your old baseball bat, or your bicycle, or all that junk you have out in the garage. Maybe we can help you get rid of it. And as I know it's cold out, so we're not really doing a whole lot during these months, but I'll be more than happy to sell it for you come April and May. Lots of garage sales in May, and hopefully we'll have some of those people give us a call and tell us when they're going to have a garage sale. We usually do. Okay, here's another question from Parade Magazine about St. Patty's Day. We got about 15 minutes to go until we close up shop here. Where was the first St. Patrick's Day parade held in Ireland? And this is the first location where the Now, we already told you the first St. Paddy's Day parade was not held in Ireland. It was held in the United States. But where was the first one held in Ireland? Now, it didn't happen till 1903. Where do you think it was held? It was held in Waterford, Ireland. Is that where the famous China is from? Waterford, China? I don't know. That'd be interesting to know. Kind of a competitor for Ohio, because we had lots of really fine china that was created down southeastern Ohio. Lots of stuff down there. If you go down there, you can see why, because the clay that they have down there is pretty thick. All right. Let's see here. If you have something to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. According to Irish legends, St. Patrick's changed his name to Patricius after becoming a priest. What was his name at birth? That's kind of interesting. He had the only changed his name to Patricius, or St. Patrick, after becoming a priest. His name before becoming a priest was Maewen Sukat. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Maewen Sukat. It might be Suka. I don't know whether the T is silent or not, but Maewen Sukat was his original name. Now you can go to your St. Paddy's Day party, and you'll be the smartest person in the room. And here, I'll spell it for you so you can write it down, okay? Maewen Sukat. So now you'll be the smartest person in the room. You'll know what St. Paddy's Day really, his name really is, or was. Well, it really was Patrick, or Patricius, after he changed it, but before. All right, it's 12:48. We have about 12 minutes left to go here in Swap Shop. You're listening to WWGH in Marion, Ohio. 107.1 on the FM dial. And, by the way, if you want to listen to us and you're going in and out of our listening area, our listening area covers most of the county, but it doesn't really go, you know, to the surrounding counties very easily. But if you're going out of the area, you can always go to our website, wwgh.com, I think it is. Or just type in WWGH on your computer and it'll pull our site up. And just go scroll down a ways and it says Listen Online. You'd click on that and you can hear us anywhere in the world. Isn't that amazing? You can hear us in China if you want to. You can hear us in Nova Scotia. You can hear us in Hawaii. Well, that's in the United States, but still, you can hear us all over the world. Even though it's the biggest drinking day now, we talked about this, didn't we? St. Paddy's Day, that is. Even though it's the biggest drinking day now, St. Paddy's Day used to be a dry holiday. Up until what decade, do you suppose? And I wonder if this was a, you know, a fight back against the idea that it was a dry holiday. Nobody wanted a dry holiday, so they showed their freedom, I guess, and in 1970 it became not a dry holiday, and now it's become anything but a dry holiday. Now in 1970, I'm trying to remember where I was. In 1970, I was in the Army, and I believe we drank on St. Paddy's Day in 1970. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, when I was in the Army, I don't think I paid much attention to St. Paddy's Day. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM. And if you have something to buy or sell or an event you'd like to advertise here on Swap Shop, give us a call at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if you'd like to mail it in, you know, we do have several people that get in touch with us and drop off information for us, you can send it to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. And you can mail it to us or drop it off in our mailbox. And by the way, I think we have new hours for our prize giveaways, and I can't see the sign, but they're only 3 days a week now, and I think it runs from 4 to 6, something like that, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You better check our door. It tells when you can pick that up. But there, we do have a couple things we'd like to, that were sent to us that we'd like to pass along. Mental health first aid class is being offered by Adam H. It will be held at the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce in the Garden Room. That's at 267 West Center Street in Marion. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on April 12th. They're going to have an hour lunch break. The course is valued at about $170, so it'd be well worth it because it's free. If you want to get hooked up for that, send a message to April Smith at aprilsmithmhfa@mail.com. That's aprilsmithmhfa@mail.com. And she'll get you lined up for that. If you didn't get that, I imagine you can contact Adam H., or you might even be able to contact the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce and ask where and when. The Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, has a breakfast on the last Saturday of the month from 7:30 to 10:30, open to the general public. That's down at the VFW Post 7201, which is at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. I think that's the post right there with the big helicopter off of Route 4. The Park District, they're having, let's see, two events in the next week or so. On the 12th, 2 days from now, they're going to have a shamrock hike. Yeah, you go to the Tallgrass Trail, and you go to the trailhead area, you know, the little house there, and they're going to offer a guided tour starting at 1:30, or you can just head down at 1 o'clock, and it'll go till about 4 o'clock. It'll be open for people to wander about the Tallgrass Trail. Also, on the 17th, St. Patty's Day, starting at 7 p.m., Owl on the Prowl, no, wait a minute, Owl Prowl on the Trail is also going to start at the Tallgrass Trail trailhead, and you can head on down there and maybe hear yourself a few owls hooting in the wilderness. And I bet the Tallgrass Trail is starting to perk up. We'll have James here. He's going to be on a week early this month. He usually comes on the last Thursday of the month. Well, this month it's going to be the fourth Thursday, because I'm going to take my bride and we're going to head out to visit my son out in California. So we'll be gone for about 3 or 4 weeks, and so I won't be able to do it on the last Thursday. So he's kindly said he would come in on the fourth Thursday of this month, which is unusual. I used to get it confused a lot and thought he was always coming on the fourth, but now I know it's the last Thursday, so I don't want to get confused. Let's see, we were talking about St. Patty's Day. New York City's St. Patty's Day Parade has been happening ever since 1762, and it's one of the world's largest parades. Also, it was the first parade, I believe, because that was the date that the first parade was held, and it's the world's largest parade. About how many marchers does it typically have? This is going to stun you. The very first St. Patty's Day Parade in New York City has about a quarter of a million marchers. That's not the crowd on the sides. 250,000 marchers. Everybody wants to get in on the act. You know, I've often wondered, I've been in a lot of parades, why do we all do that queen wave when we're in the parade? Like we're important, I guess. I don't know. What major Catholic holiday does St. Patrick's Day occur during? Well, that's pretty obvious, because most of us know that Fat Tuesday was a week ago last Tuesday, which is the start of Lent, right? And that's St. Paddy's Day falls in Lent. And that's probably why up until 1970, St. Paddy's Day was considered a dry holiday. No longer. It no longer is a dry holiday. It's quite moist holiday, as a matter of fact. There's a tradition that Irish government leaders give the United States President shamrocks on St. Paddy's Day, dating back to 1952, when John Hearn first sent some to which former U.S. president? Well, the date kind of gives it away, but not really, because it's kind of in between. Yeah, that was President Truman that he sent shamrocks to. Kind of interesting. I have shamrocks in my backyard. As a matter of fact, I think I've found one or two four-leaf shamrocks in my backyard. I'm not sure if they're real shamrocks. I should have asked Dr. Coleman if we have shamrocks in Ohio. I don't know if they're legitimately shamrocks. They look like them. So anyway, you were listening to Swap Shop. We pretty much have gone through the whole thing. Don't forget the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 is having their breakfast on the last Saturday of this month from 7:30 to 10:30, and that's down there at the VFW Post 7201, which is that post down there with the helicopter out front on Route 4. That's open to the public, and mental health first aid class is being given by Adam H. It'll be at the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce on the 12th of April between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. With an hour break. Contact either Adam H. or the mental health or the Chamber of Commerce or April Smith, M-A-H. Let me read that again. April Smith, MHFA at mail.com to get reserved for that. And also there is a Shamrock trail hike on the 12th between 1 and 4 p.m. out at the Tallgrass Trail. And also an owl prowl on the trail on the 17th on St. Paddy's Day. So I think I've given everything that was sent to us. I think I've killed another hour. And you've been listening to Glenn Coble here on Swap Shop. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you have a wonderful week, for that matter. And we'll be talking to you again next Wednesday and Thursday when I'm doing my three shows. And please take care of yourself and keep the folks in Ukraine in your mind. All right? We need to send them as much love vibration as we can. I wish we could do away with the war that's going on over there, sponsored by Mr. Putin, unfortunately. Okay, talk to you later.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio.